Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Wondering Podcast. My name is Mary.
And I'm Kira.
And this is episode 6 of the Wondering Podcast. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Galentine's Day, or whatever you celebrate. This episode is coming out on February 14th. So we decided that we would do a very special episode, a Valentine's episode. And yeah, we're so excited to be back at it again.
It feels like so long since we recorded an episode, but it's only been
like just over a week.
Just over a week. But the last time it was with Caitlin in person. So it feels weird doing it over Zoom because it's been a long time since then.
Yeah. It was so good talking with Caitlin last week, though. Like,
I know.
Every time I talk to her, I just feel so healed and just so much better.
Also, our audio in that episode was so good.
It was way better. You know what happened though, is I put it through. So we took the audio on my phone because we were just out and about and we just took it on the phone. And then when I was listening back, you could hear a buzz on the audio. And then, so I put it through it was website. I did a free trial and AI would clean it up for me and just make sure that there was no buzz or anything, which is kind of nice that AI is smart enough to do that. But the whole AI thing is a whole other conversation that we're not going to get into right now. But the point is, AI episode would be crazy.
Mary and Kira talking about AI. I have nothing to add to that.
We could have my sister on. Her major is business and AI innovation. So we could just talk to her about it.
Fun.
That'd be kind of fun. But anyway, so some of it, I feel like I sound like a robot, but the content of the episode last week was just really good. So that's all that really matters.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have a lot to talk about. So let's jump into our wonderfuls of the week. Mary, what's something wonderful that happened to you this week?
I'm super excited because I bought my first car. And I have been praying and praying for it for so long. And it finally worked out where I was able to find one that was reasonably within my price range and didn't have too many miles on it. And that is just so exciting. I feel like God blessed me with it. And I just pray that it lasts as long as I need it to last, you know? But yeah, that just means that I get to move to California whenever I can, which is really good. My dad and I were deciding if we were going to ship it out or if I was going to drive it all the way from New York, but we're kind of thinking shipping might be worth it with how much hotels would be and gas. It's about the same to just ship the car. So we'll ship it and then I'll fly out and Kira and I will have to talk about arrangements, but in a couple episodes we could be recording together again, which is so exciting.
That's crazy to think about.
I know. I want to set up a little recording studio. I feel like it'd be so fun and we could
totally do that in the, I'm not going to share anything about where we're planning on moving, but
that's totally fair.
But there is a cute little area that I'm picturing. You'll see it when you see it, but it'd be so cute for our podcast.
And that'd be so much fun. But yeah, that's my wonderful news is just it's just been months and months of waiting for God to make something clear. And then literally yesterday I found the car and we were we have to get it before someone else does. So we went to the lot and we test drove it and I loved it. And we literally were able to put a down payment on it and I go to pick it up tomorrow. So I'm really excited. And it's super cute. It looks like my little car. I don't know how to explain it, but it's just such a girly pop little first car, you know? So
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
Cute.
Yeah. Kira, what's your wonderful thing?
I think my wonderful thing is also mixed with something traumatic that happened this week, but I won't share that today. But I got into this acting class that I really wanted to get into for like 2 years now, that I've been like trying to get into, but it always fills up with like previous students, and you have to have like worked professionally in order to get into it, which like only this year I think I could have been considered like worked professionally. So like in acting. And yeah, I got into it. So that was super exciting. And I think, let's just say, long story short, next week's gonna be a lot better than this past week. Basically, I had the most traumatic experience at an acting class ever. But, you know, we all have that. So it happens.
Those kinds of experiences just make you stronger.
Yeah. If somebody really wants to know about the experience, then maybe I'll share it, but I don't think anybody would care that much, so I'm not going to share.
I feel like though, Kira, like when you were explaining it to me, I feel like that experience is going to be like the story that you tell before you make it big though.
That's like an
That's
interview story.
yes.
Yeah.
So maybe you should save it for
It's
some.
kind of my like I felt like a movie character moment where like they hit rock bottom and like you have to decide like is this what you're gonna do for the rest of your life, pursue this, or are you gonna give it up? So dramatic for me based off what happened.
I
But
mean, fair.
like I'm picturing like Whiplash, like the scene where he like goes in there and starts playing drums and the professor's like, "You suck, get out." And then he becomes like the best drummer. Like, that's my redemption arc.
It's good. I think some people take experiences like that and then they just quit, but it's good that you're like, next week I'm coming back and I'm coming back with more, you know?
Also, I'm being so dramatic. The teacher did not do anything near that. So she even encouraged me, but it just was. Oh, now I feel like I'm sharing so much that I just have to share it because now I'm
Yeah, just give us a little
confusing.
bit. Give
Okay.
us a little bit.
I'll give you like a little snippet. Basically, I got into the class day of at 3 p.m. The class started at 6 p.m. I worked till 7 p.m. So I was set up for failure, right? Because I knew I was going to be late and I had zero time to prep. So I show up at like 7:30 and I was supposed to prep a monologue. Basically, I had something that I could pull out of nowhere and do because it was a show that I had done before. And she basically very highly encouraged me to get up there and perform this monologue that I had not done in over a year, that I actually did have memorized, but I hadn't performed.
That's good.
I know. Yeah.
I'm very impressed that you were able to do it off the top of your head because, like,
That was
I feel like
crazy, right?
everything from a year ago that I haven't touched is gone.
It was like muscle memory. It was muscle memory for sure. But I basically got up there, and then the entire time she was giving me feedback, I was like visibly shaking because I was so nervous because everyone in that class like was so talented. They'd gotten up and given their monologues and they were so good. And then basically it just like kind of got a little bit more chaotic after that, and I just kind of felt I like left crying basically because I felt kind of inadequate with everybody in that class. But looking back, I was very, 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 very unprepared in a classroom of people who had known they were taking this class a week prior, and I got the day of. So it's okay. And also, if I'm the worst person in the room, that means that I'm gonna grow the most because I'm surrounded by people that are better than me, which is a really good spot to be in. I think we should strive to continue to learn, you know?
You always have like really healthy outlooks about like horrible or like traumatic things that happen to you. And I think like you are the type of person that people need to be around because like sometimes I'm going through something, I'm like, this is the actual end of the world. I'm going to actually not make it. And then you're like, yeah, but what if this? And I'm like, oh, yeah. You're like, I'm like, oh wait, true. Like what you were just saying about like growing the most, like always finding the bright side, like glass half full person is like kind of like a watered down way of saying it, but I would say that's very you, is just like I always know that you're gonna bounce back, you know?
Thanks. Yeah.
Sure
I don't
thing.
know where that comes from, and it's definitely not all the time, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Mary. I feel like that very much ties into kind of what we're talking about today. So, Mary and I, oh wait, we need to do coffee of the week.
Oh, real quick, coffee of the week.
We're
My
gonna pause for a second and just jump into a little coffee of the week.
Yeah. I was in Colorado this week with my friend Catherine. Shout out Catherine. And we went to this place called Beans Foster in Golden, Colorado, and I got an Amaretto coffee, and it was really good. I got it hot with oat milk. Okay, what about you?
I went to Dutch Bros because I got my car washed, and so I was right by Dutch Bros, and I got a latte with strawberry foam, except for they only gave me a tiny bit of strawberry foam,
Oh.
which was kind of sad, but it was really good anyways. So that's
Yeah.
my coffee of the week. Revolve.
Sometimes I love mixing like fruity flavors in to coffee, like blueberry or
I love
strawberry.
strawberry and coffee. I think it's a perfect pairing.
I used to get from see, coffee of the week always ends up being a bigger thing than we think it is. But I used to get from Starbucks, I used to get what would I get? I would get like some sort of latte. Maybe it was a
Wait,
vanilla.
Mary, this is such a full circle moment. I remember one time you posted on your Instagram story this like matcha vanilla with strawberry cold foam drink. And I remember I was like, that looks amazing. So I went to Starbucks and I bought it. This was before we were like even really that like close of friends. I think we were like acquaintances at that point. And I went and got it. It was like a $10 drink, but it was
Yep.
the best drink
It
ever.
was the raspberry cold foam, but they discontinued it.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. But I remember I was like, after I tried that drink, I was like, oh my gosh, I want to be her friend. She probably has like the best coffee order. That's crazy.
Kira's like, do we vibe? But like, do we vibe on like a coffee level? Like,
Can we order the same coffee? Fundamental question.
that's so important. That's so important. Okay, so you wanted to get into our topic of the week, which is Galentine's Day.
Female friendships. I
Yay.
saw this thing that said that like it's so much more important for women to have really close girlfriends than it is even for guys to have really close male friendships. And it was like some study. Go do your own research. But yeah, I just think female friendships are so important, and it's like backed up by science and
Yeah.
all of that. But I think we should start this whole spiel with talking about how we first became friends.
Oh my gosh. Ugh, that's such a it's
So,
such a weird thing to think about because
well, we have such a
Kira,
funny story.
yeah, well, we talked about I think in the first episode that Kira and I we met in school, but like we were kind of very much acquaintances before we were friends. Like we didn't really get close until like all of a sudden I kind of feel like I just kind of like realized, oh wait, we're like close now. You
Yeah.
know. At least from my point of view, it was like we were acquaintances, we were in classes together. We did a scene together for acting class. And then I would say probably like summer of 20, maybe it was spring, but definitely summer of 2023. I was like, Kira and I are like besties now, for sure. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. But the first time we ever hung out outside of school, we should tell that story.
You can tell
Okay. So I had a friend who was going up to LA just for, I think it was like a pro-life event. But then we were also going to go, like, I don't even know what the plan was to go out downtown LA at
Me
night.
neither.
I don't know. I just was like, sure, I'll go. And then somehow Mary and one of her friends also get in on that. And so we're driving up there. I like know of Mary and like have seen her in class before, but like not close to her at all. And I just think the whole time that she's definitely not going to think I'm cool. So I'm like so shy.
See, my perspective on this was like, I'm a freshman. The upperclassmen cool girls want to hang out with me and go to LA. And I'm like from New York, so I'm like, LA. It was like my first time in LA with like the cool people. And I was like, oh my gosh, like going to LA with the girls, like,
Yeah. I was sitting there not at all thinking that. I was thinking, 'cause I'm like, we're picking up, 'cause me and my friend are picking up these two random girls who I don't even think she was really close with you guys either. And it just kind of felt like we all got in the car as acquaintances and decided to go up to LA. So the vibes were off. But I remember thinking like, oh my gosh, Mary's like gonna think I'm weird. So I was so quiet, and I remember like I was on music, like I was the one I was on aux, and I
Yes.
remember like being so self-conscious about the music that I was playing, being like, they're not gonna like my kind of music. And anyways, we go up to LA. We have the weirdest experience because we stay at a random friend's house, and the whole time, like Mary and I are not interacting
No, I
at
was very
all.
much hanging out with like my best friend at the time, and you were very much hanging out with like you're like you were hanging out with the other people, so like we weren't
Yeah.
even like also yeah you're right, it was like this guy that like you knew that we were staying like you guys knew him, I did not know him at all, I was at this random guy's house in LA basically.
Yeah. But okay. Shout out to him because he's actually an amazing person.
We're like
But
trying so hard not to say anyone's names right now.
yeah, but he's an amazing guy and he was so sweet for letting four random college girls stay at his house for a night. Like that was so
Yes.
kind of him. So he's awesome. He's actually so cool. But it was very weird because I kind of felt like we kidnapped you and your friend in a weird way because I was like, why are we randomly, like, we didn't even plan to spend the night either, right? Like, we all borrowed clothes.
Yeah, no, we weren't gonna stay the night. We were gonna go up and come down. But by the time we left San Diego to go to LA, it was already like 8 o'clock.
Yeah. So I
And
don't
then
know
we went to the
what the
event
plan
until
was.
10.
Yeah. Anyways, basically, to wrap up that whole story, Mary and I somehow went on a overnight trip to LA, not knowing each other, never like hardly interacting with each other, but that was forever ingrained in our memory as like, oh yeah, that's the girl I randomly went to LA with.
Yes. And also, it's not like we came out of that besties either. Like, we didn't talk after that either, really.
No, it was so awkward. And I remember kind of like dwelling on that whole situation for like days after, being like, that was so unnecessarily awkward. Like, we could have planned such a better LA trip, but that's just kind of what happened.
It was so weird. And I had work at like 8 a.m. the next day or something. So we had to like get down. Do you remember we drove down super early the next day?
Oh,
And I remember
yeah.
also being really hungry. And we got like McDonald's. And I was like, this is disgusting. It was like gross McDonald's.
Yeah, I do remember you having to work, and I remember being like, that sucks.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
we stayed up so late. Remember we went to
I
like
didn't
Chinatown?
even sleep.
Yeah.
I didn't even go to bed.
We went to like Chinatown at 2 a.m. when all the clubs were getting out, and it was like super sketchy. I don't know what we
Very
were.
sketchy.
Anyway.
And I stayed up till 4 a.m. talking to this guy about aliens. It was really fun. It was actually so worth it, but it was just so random. Yeah, anyways, that's Mary and I's like initial hangout time. And then we did that acting scene together. And then we kind of just were like spending a lot of time together because we would practice acting together. And then, yeah. Anything else to add to the story?
And then we kind of ended up somehow in the same friend circle because I think like both of us were shifting friend circles around the same time. And then I think we ended up like in each other's circle, which was awesome. Definitely like summer 2023. We
Yeah,
all
and
went mini golfing and
we were some of the only girls in our friend group. So I think that's why we got so close, because it was a lot of, like, our acting cohort was a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Memories.
Yeah. Okay. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you remember, like, your first ever best friend?
Oh, this is a really good question. My first ever best friend is probably, I mean, some people might say this doesn't count because she's related to me, but probably my cousin, Emily. When we were little, we were like actually just attached to the hip. And now I'm her maid of honor. And it's like, it's really just like we went to the chapel last night together. Like we have a holy hour every Tuesday night. And like, we were just praying over each other. And I was just like, praying in Thanksgiving for like just like the constant she's been literally my whole life. And we were saying how like it's so crazy to have grown up together and like have these crazy memories from when we were like literally 5 years old together, like playing in the backyard, to like now, like watching each other like get married. And like, you know, not me, I'm definitely not getting married anytime soon, I don't think. But like growing in like faith and like I don't know, she's definitely been my best friend my whole life. And definitely when I was little, like we would have sleepovers even when we were too scared to like have actual sleepovers, and like we'd have to call our parents to take us home in the middle of the night. We'd be having sleepovers. So it was, yeah, that's probably my best friend. Shout out Emily. Cute. What about you?
My earliest friend? I can't remember like my early friends, because I moved around a lot. I said that in previous episodes. So I've kind of like been everywhere and had different friends growing up. Mm. But I remember I had one friend. Her name was Haley. And this was when we lived in like this really tiny town. And she like loved American Girl dolls, and I loved American Girl dolls. And I remember it was, like, mostly our moms, like, setting us up to be friends a lot in the beginning. But she was, like, a dancer. And at that time, I'd, like, done dance, but I kind of had stopped. And then I would, like, start later on. But, like, this was kind of in, like, that middle ground. And so her and I would make up dances and record them. And classic. I have them. And they are hilarious, because she was really tall and like really tiny. And I was like at that point, like really small and like really like, I don't know. She's like not a skinny kid. I mean, I was skinny, but I was like a little, I don't know, not like her. And they're hilarious. I'll have to show you one time, Mary.
I feel like it's a rite of passage for kids to like go through that phase where you think you're going to be like a pop star and like make up dances with your best friends and record them and like show your parents and like.
Like, you actually think you are so cool when you
make. I thought I was so good. I was like, why am I not on Disney Channel right now? Hello.
You think you're like, I don't even know, like super like sexy when you do it. But looking back, you're like 10 years old.
I was like so sure that someone was, if I danced hard enough in the grocery store, that someone was gonna like discover me and like make me famous. Or like I would like go through the grocery store like singing and being like, dee, 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 dee. And then I'd be like, someone's gonna hear me. Yeah.
That's so funny. I feel like that's such a universal kid experience where like you think you're some undiscovered talent. That, like, somebody's just going to walk by and be like, we need her in her next movie.
Well, it's like, what were the shows we were watching when we were kids? It was, like, Hannah Montana. It was, like, Victorious. It was all these, like, shows about these kids that are going to be, like, superstars, you know? Like,
yeah. That's so funny. Yeah. Childhood friendships are so funny to think back on, because... like, what did we do? Like, we climbed trees, and I remember, oh my gosh, this is a funny story. So when I first moved to this little town, my brother and I started a ninja club. We didn't know any of the kids. We printed out flyers saying, like, join our ninja fight club, And we got in so much trouble from our parents because they were like, you guys are not moving into a new neighborhood and starting a fight club with all of the new kids. Like, we are not being known as that family on the block. And I remember I didn't understand that at the time. I was like, what do you mean? Like, it's, we're not actually going to be fighting people. We're just like making a fun fight club. And now being older, I'm like,
Problematic.
that was problematic.
We
But
would do like we would do streetwide manhunt games. Like
the best.
everyone meet up at the D'Alessandro's house. We're doing like manhunt tonight at 6. We would like go knocking on each other's doors and be like, "Are you free to do manhunt?" And we have woods behind our house. Okay, this is a side tangent. There's like this woods, like it's not like a forest, but it's like some woods, and then there's, a road behind our house. But you have to go through the woods first. And we would always like go through the woods, but also be kind of scared of the woods. Cause when you're a little kid, like the woods felt huge, even though now I'm an adult. I'm like, okay, it takes 2 minutes to cross through the whole woods. Like, whatever. Anyway.
No sense of direction as a child.
No. When we knew there was a path that got from my house to the street on the other side, but there was nothing in between. So we would do manhunt in the woods when we were feeling really adventurous. And one time we got lost in the woods. I'm using quotation marks, but really, like it was like we weren't that lost. And my brother had this like flip phone, and he was so convinced. It wasn't like there was no data on it. Like you could not call anyone on it. He was convinced that if you dialed 911, like we'd be able to like actually be able to have service and stuff. And so he was like, I'll call 911. I'll do it. We were all like panicking because it was getting dark. And then like literally like 10 feet away, my dad was like, kids? We're like, what? Oh my gosh. We were like that close to the edge this whole time.
Being a kid is so iconic because the world is so huge and you're so dumb that everything is just so such a big deal.
Yes.
I remember I also that story was hilarious. I remember I was like we used to like ATV in the desert with my
Fun.
cousins, and my cousin and I we like drove super far away from everybody, and it was like right when the sun was setting, so then it got really dark and we were convinced that we were being chased. Like we would like we imagined that people were chasing us, and we got so scared, and then our ATV broke and we were in the middle of the desert at night by ourselves, and we had to push the ATV all the way back to the campsite.
No way.
But I remember it being the most terrifying experience when in reality it probably wasn't that scary.
Did you ever watch or read Bridge to Terabithia?
Yeah, that's such a sad book.
It's so sad, but it's like, I feel like it captures so well, like the childlike wonder, for lack of a better word, and like whimsy of just like being a kid and like having that, like, just like. It's a like the we talk about in acting, like the suspense of disbelief. Like you're just allowed to believe whatever because you're a kid, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I have another question for us.
Okay.
What is your favorite thing about women? Like female friendships?
Oh my gosh. I feel like with women, there's like this unspoken solidarity that like is really beautiful of like just being supported because we're girls, girls, you know? I think girls can be catty, you know, sometimes. And but I think at the end of the day, I like to believe that all most girls, hopefully all girls, have each other's back. And especially in my friendships with women, I feel like they can always see the situation for what it is, you know? And like, especially with my friendship with you, Kira, like I just like always feel so like you're not gonna just tell me what I want to hear. You're gonna tell me like the truth, which like especially our friendship, I'm really just grateful for because I feel like some people will just and that's it's like also like just the fact that we're both Christian and have similar values, but like I think especially female friendships are just really important because of how how you always feel so just uplifted and supported. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so good.
Thanks. How about you?
I think my favorite part is the excitability. Mm. Like how excited like we get over things with each other. Mm. Whereas I feel like guys sometimes don't get as excited about things. Like we'll get so excited over the most like goofy things. Mm-hmm. And also like very like girls get the aesthetic part of life, you know? Like we're gonna bake cookies, we're gonna do it all cute in our PJs, you know?
Mm-hmm. And well, I'm not saying this is all guys, but like walking into a guy's apartment versus like a girl's apartment, mm-hmm. like I feel like a girl's apartment can be like a sanctuary and like just like really just like show like our personality and how we, you know, decorate and everything. And I just feel like sometimes like that's what you need is just like the peace and like coming home to like a serenity vibe. Mm-hmm. Whereas like I feel like sometimes guys don't always get that, you know?
Yeah, which is like just to go to goes to show like women's strengths versus mm-hmm. guys' strengths, and like they're both needed. But mm-hmm. as girls, like we love those kinds of things, and that's just like a natural God-given talent to a lot of women to like nurture and make things beautiful. I mean, not every girl has that though, and that doesn't make you any less of a woman, but mm-hmm. it's still like something that we all in some degree love to do.
And it shows how much like men and women complement each other mm-hmm. and how guys need women, mm-hmm. you know, like men need their mothers, men need their wives, you know, and mm-hmm. how women need men to protect. And like, mm-hmm. it's just like God created us so beautifully to complement each other in that way, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I love female friendships too, of just like seeing each other grow and thrive. And I don't know, there's something so fulfilling about friendships, like my friendships. Like I love all of my friends so much and genuinely make me a happier person by mm. so much.
Yeah. I also feel like specifically like kind of what you were saying earlier about like girls needing girls. Like I feel like even with platonic friendships with like say a guy and a girl, like this is a whole other topic that we can get into some other day of platonic friendships with guys and girls. But like, I think there's always something unspoken with a guy and a girl. Like there's always a line that you can't cross, you know, mm-hmm. Where like, it wouldn't be emotionally chaste to talk about something. Whereas like with girls, we're like, we get it. Like, mm-hmm. like we can just like, we can go there. We can talk about the things that, you know, you can't really talk about with guys, you know? So I just think like it's so important to have that like sisterhood, you know?
Yeah. And I listened to this podcast and she was talking about how women are like created to be together. Mm. Like we're created to work together and to nurture together. Like female friendship is so important. I wish I could say what she said in this podcast because I feel like it would make more sense. But she was like a hormone health doctor. Hmm. And she was saying that women release higher levels of oxytocin when they're hanging out with each other than men do when they're hanging out with each other or when a woman is hanging out with a man. Mm-hmm. Like women to women friendships, mm-hmm. like we release more oxytocin, and oxytocin is like the happy chemical. In our minds. So, but she said it way better and knew all the facts. But basically, she was saying that women, based off of like science and hormones and how God created us, are meant to be in fellowship with each other, even more than men are.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's which true. I think is so true because I don't know. It just makes sense. I don't know.
I know. And I love my guy friends, and I need my guy friends, especially as like a single woman. I'm like, I need my guy friends because they do, like, they protect me. They, you know, take care of me when I need them, you know, in like in a friend way, in ways that have boundaries. But like my female friendships, like that sisterhood, that like understanding, and like you said, like the oxytocin probably has something to do with it. Sure. Like my female friendships are like my go-to friendships, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right. I had one more question, but maybe we can do it in the next episode.
I know.
Time.
I know. We're running out of time, but this, like, this one went by so fast. Kind of crazy. Did it feel fast to you?
Yeah, it did. Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we should sign off then. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Wondering Podcast, and we will see you next week.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.